CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. An added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have 18 early check-ins, and I will list them here now. I'd like to welcome W2MJB. That is Mark. I'm checking him in early. He's in the other room. Then I have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. Next up, we have Leroy checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Then Kurt checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. KW4TS, Mr. Jim checking in from Pelzer. K4OSH, Pat checking in from Malden. KJ4UHF, Jack checking in from Greenville. K4XMR, Mel from Prosperity. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew checking in from Simpsonville. KG4QLQ, Linda checking in from Piedmont. And Mr. Don from Piedmont, KG4PFI. Next I have Bill checking in from Easley, N4WRO. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy checking in from Table Rock. HKX, Patrick checking in from Penrose. KC4W, Bill checking in from Anderson. And Mr. Walt checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Mr. Walt is the net control on this net for Tuesday night, so please join him tomorrow at 9. At this time, I would like to check in Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call net control.
Net control. November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve, and have a nice evening tonight.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve, KN4VWA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. I did not get your location, though. Can you recheck with your location, please?
Roger, KN4VWA, from Longboat Key, Florida.
Thank you, KN4VWA, Steve from Longboat Key, Florida. Sounds like a great place. I hope it is. Then I'd like to welcome my friend John, checking in from Brown Summit. KN4RJN. And Mr. John, I have you down for some RAC 2 later. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and start us on the alphabetical groups. And tonight being Monday, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Cindy, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry and Candler, and let's stick around and say hello to John.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Reach 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. And Mr. Harry, I have you down for chatting tonight with for RAC2. Thank you for that. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel? Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Net Control, here's November 2, Papa November Echo, Tom and Larry checking in. I'll be around for RAC2.
TP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, though, and saying 73s for each one of you.
TP. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in W4IOE, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KN4HTP. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
ATV. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO 4, JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tom checking in from Landrum. Mr. Tom, can you come back with your call sign, please? This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I didn't get all of Tom's call sign. I got November 2. If anyone remembers that, or Mr. Tom, if you're still listening in, could you recheck with your call sign, please?
P&E, KOZHF.
N2BNE, Mr. Tom from Landrum. Thank you for that relay on his call sign. I appreciate it. Next up, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Then we have Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Sid. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. And I hope you're having a good night out your direction. Next up, I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thank you for joining us tonight, Duncan. Is there anyone else at this time in the group India Through Lima? India Through Lima that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Quindy.
Go ahead, recheck.
This is KC4EZN. May have been my ear, but that Tom was November 2, Papa November Echo. I thought you said a B instead of a P, but then again, it may have been my ear. But anyway, back to you, KC4EZN.
4EZN? No, your ear was good. I said B, and it should have been P for Papa. So thank you for that correction. I like to have my logbook as accurate as possible. So I appreciate your help with that check-in. All right, it looks like it's time to move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Andy, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, I haven't even got my daughter's call sign. Let's try this again. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 to you, Miss Wendy, Mark, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. And Miss Lorena brings along her husband Rick and daughter Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight. Miss Lorena, I love it when it's your turn to check in on my net. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, who is mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Fred, and hope you are have a safe trip. There we go, a safe trip. Don't drive with, as my brother-in-law says, don't drive with reckless abandon. So, all right, thanks for checking in tonight, Fred. Mr. John, KN4RJN, if you're listening in, I'm going to give you a heads up on the question I'm going to ask you tonight that's related to the night sky. And that is, I noticed that it's a much cooler temperature outside and it's clear and the stars seem brighter than when the weather is warm, when the temperature is warm. Is that a real situation or is that just a perception of mine? Does the temperature make a difference to the clarity of seeing the stars at night? So, all right. I'm going to go ahead and get back to checking people in on the net. So let's see if there's anyone else in the group, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Echo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, and we'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE. And Mr. Chad brings along his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Anna. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. I was driving home from the airport yesterday, Sunday, and there was a lot of rain on the highway, and it was really close to being a frog strangler, but not quite. I did not see any frogs in distress, but it was really coming down. and the highway was a lot of water, almost like driving through a very shallow river. So it must have been coming down pretty fast. But anyway, hope you didn't get a frog strangler out your way, Mr. Chad. All right, I guess we'll move to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. And KO4QLD, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. My name is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
4UGP, Scott, Atlanta.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I have a station. I missed your call sign and location, but I think it was Scott. There was a lot of static on the line, so it was my fault on that one. But if you could recheck, I believe it's Scott, and the last two of the call sign, I think, are Golf Papa. Mr. Scott from Landrum, KO4UGP is what I got. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango? Quebec through Tango that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. That's Harry and Taylor's.
4HTP. 4REI, Walt in Hendersonville checking in. No comment. No traffic. Good evening to Wendy and to everyone on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Lima, Mike, Bill in Spartanburg. No comments, no message.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry checking in from Taylor's. KE6TCG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Harry. Next, I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Hendersonville, K4REI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Walt. Hope you're having a good evening as well. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, checking in from Spartanburg, KO4RLM. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bill. At this time, I think I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Good evening, everybody on that. Just check me in and out.
HTP. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. That's KJ4WZM. Same as just north of Travelers Rest, South Carolina tonight, Wendy. Hope you and Mark are doing well. If you would, mark me down for comments, actually, tonight. 73s to you and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Columbus, KE4ZHF. Thanks for joining us tonight, Keith. And I'd like to welcome Daniel, who is north of Traveler's Rest tonight. KJ4WZM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Daniel, and I have you down for some rack chew later. All right, is there anyone in the group Uniform through Zulu? Uniform through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is for HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP. Wendy, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The handle is Roland. And location is Pickens. And good evening to all.
Net Control. Hello, India 4 Delta Tango Yankee. KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP. Wendy, Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Wendy and Mark, and all on the net.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome K1CJW, Mr. Roland, checking in from Pickens. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Daniel. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. I'll pass along your greetings to Mark. Dave, I just want to pass along my gratitude for you taking the extra time to work to manage BizNet. I appreciate it. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, and he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Gary, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy. Gary is the net control on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, and after his net, there is a, or during his net, I don't know which is the correct term, but anyway, there is a swap meet, which is always interesting to listen to. So I encourage you to tune in on Wednesday at 9. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
And the email, please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DA2, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. And y'all have a good night and a good night. And take care. 73.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, checking in from Gastonia. WX4DAT. There, I think I got it right. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Danny, and I hope you have a good night. All right, at this time, I'll open it up to the big group for checking in all stations, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
W4. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Jane and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thanks for joining us around the radio tonight, Mr. Gene. It's been a good net so far. So I'll give another opportunity here for anyone who'd like to check in, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend John, KN4RJN. Have you got a clear sky out your direction tonight?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, sky's pretty clear this evening. I was out just a little while ago. Orion is up in all his glory. Venus is down and Saturn's down. Jupiter's still hanging in there. Of course, we've got about a half a moon, so that's washing out at this point the western portion of the sky. But yeah, sky's pretty clear.
I noticed on the news they mentioned that the James Webb, I think I have that right, correct me if I'm wrong, the James Webb telescope that seems to be in position and has successfully set up its mirrors to look into space. I thought it was interesting, too, that they said that they're showing us a simulation of the telescope setting up its mirrors because they didn't put a camera on to show us. So I was a little disappointed about that. I thought, of all the stuff they probably sent up there with it, why didn't they include a camera so we could spy on the telescope?
This is KN4RJN. Roger, that you'd think with, that thing is $1 billion, you'd think they could have, sprung for a little GoPro to stick on the end of it so we could watch. But, yeah, it's about halfway, last time I checked, to where it's going to be, which is about 1 million miles out. And they got the sun shield unraveled here last week sometime. And then and now they've got the golden eye, as they call it, and the mirror unfolded and whatnot. So it's all unfolded, and apparently all that went well, and now all it has to do is get into position. And they're hoping by summertime sometime to start seeing the first images. But to answer your question, yes, the skies are in fact clearer in the wintertime, and that's because in the summertime you've got a whole lot more hay moisture in the air because of the warm temperatures, and then in the winter that all kind of goes away. So yeah, things do look a lot clearer in the wintertime.
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. Well, I'm glad that was an accurate, observable fact to me. I just was looking at the stars tonight as I was headed in with my groceries and thought, it seems so much clearer out here. And, it's not raining today either, so I can definitely sense that there's no moisture in the air or smaller amount than we usually have here in South Carolina.
Just being for it, Jim. Yeah, it's definitely, that's nice. The nice thing about wintertime is the skies are much clearer. The bad thing is it's also much colder, so, depending on how dedicated you are and how long you want to stand out in the cold, because looking at stars is not exactly a physical activity. You're standing around freezing your backside off while trying to see something, and it gets cold real quick when you're not moving around. But yeah, the skies are definitely clearer in the wintertime, and that's why it's just the summertime haze is not there. So. Yes, you observed that correctly, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm supposing that you didn't have to look that one up, that you just knew the answers. So congratulations to you, too, for being way beyond my ability to ask you a question that you don't know the answer for, which is very nice. It's very nice to ask you pretty much anything about the star, the night sky, and you know the answer. So thank you for that.
This is KN4RJ, and well, to be perfectly honest, when you ask me one I don't know or I'm not entirely sure about, I do cheat and look that up real quick. But no, I didn't have to look that one up. But anyway, in other news, the results of my biopsy came back.
You're prepared to share on the radio?
KN4RJ, and I do not have cancer.
This is excellent news, because that's a bummer of a diagnosis for anyone to get. So I'm glad it's not that, and I hope it's not something else major, but something minor.
Sir, well, the only thing that, it wasn't the doctor. It was actually his nurse that called and said, the doctor says, it's fine. I'm good to go. Don't worry about it. So with that news, I didn't even get upset that they woke me up from my nap to tell me that. But, not that it was all that pleasant a procedure. I think I talked to you about that on the phone the other night. But, a prostate biopsy is a very unpleasant procedure, and I hope I don't have to go through that again, ever.
Yeah, if they're going to wake you up from a nap, it might as well be good news. So that is excellent. And you had such a, I don't know, you're okay with going in for the torturous exam. I admire your, I guess maybe courage is the right way to put it. Courage to do something distasteful that it seemed like it was necessary to be done, and so I'm glad you did that. You set a good example.
Roger, well, truth be told, I didn't have a whole lot of choice. If I had not gone, my wife would have probably drugged me in there, but it needed to be done, and so, well, we did it, so. And I wouldn't exactly call it courage. I would call it, well, I don't know what I would call it, but I wouldn't call it that.
To change the subject, how are your cats doing? Are they enjoying, I'm assuming the house is warmer with the heat running and stuff. Do they take up residence near the heat vents or what?
This is Cam Forge, and, well, they're indoor cats, so the change in the weather doesn't mean a whole lot to them. Anyway, but we've had, they, on sunny days particularly, they like to, lay in whatever sunny spot happens to be coming in through the windows. and the two younger cats, are every once in a while I look at my wife and ask her when we got horses, because when they go running through the house, they sound like a herd of horses running through the house, and then the older cat, she just lays on my lap. If I sit in the chair, she's in my lap. So, her life has not changed a whole lot. So that the change in the weather does not seriously affect them. The birds have been kind of active. I've got this one pine tree, and the birds have been all over that. I don't know what they're going after, but so the two cats have been at the window doing their little thing that they do when they see a bird or see something moving out there, and they desperately want to go out there and chase those birds, but of course I'm not going to let them do that. But they're getting along fine. They've gotten used to the dog not being around, but we're actually looking at the shelters around here, looking at dogs, and now that the holidays and all the commotion and whatnot is over, I'm thinking about getting another dog.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, pets are, well, in my life, pets are worth it. So that's not worth it for everybody, but it is for me. I had our Greyhound Shadow in the truck with me today as I was doing some errands, and she gets the whole bench seat in the cab. And so I was taking my mother-in-law to Sonic, and we got, she loves the hot fudge sundae there, so we got the hot fudge sundae, and I got a cherry limeade anyway. But the dog knows that when we stop at Sonic, that she often gets what they call a pup cup, which is a plastic cup with some peanut butter and whipping cream in it. And so as we were waiting in the line, she moved up from the bench seat in the back to standing on the console in the center with her front half of her body. And then as we got a little closer, she rested her head on top of my head as I was sitting in the driver's seat. And then as we got a little closer, she leaned her head over mine so that she was between, her head was between mine and the drive-up window. And then when the window opened, of course, they didn't give us the pup cup first, so I had to sneak the hot fudge sundae past her to give to my mother-in-law, and then my soda to stick in the drink console, and then hers came last. And she was practically in my lap by the time it came, and she's no small dog. And the people at the window are saying, it's a big dog, it's a big dog, and and most of them who had a second to take a look peeked out the window to see this big greyhound trying to take over the driver's seat of the car in order to get to her peanut butter close sooner. So it was kind of funny, but as soon as I swung my arm around in the back seat to hold her pup cup for her, she behaved. She moved back into the bench seat and enjoyed her peanut butter.
This is KM4RZ, and yeah, I can see that. she knows what's coming. She, yeah, I mean, not gonna miss my treat, nah. So yeah, they're a lot smarter than you think, but but yeah, I can see that happen. Oh Lord, but anyway. So if you get a chance to get out after the net and look up in the sky, like I said, Orion is up in all his glory, and Pleiades and the Gemini twins. I actually caught what I think was probably a leftover Geminid the other day, leftover from the meteor shower, which is kind of cool. Every once in a while you see one that's, you know, a straggler. And I've been tempted a couple of nights to actually get the scopes out, but it's been so cold that, you know, by the time I get the scope set up, you know, I'm freezing to death, and it's like every once in a while I'll get my binoculars out and take a look. But it's also nice just to stand there and look, you know, naked eye at the sky and pick things out. So I've been doing that for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes at a time. And then I can't feel my feet anymore. It's time to go in.
I have another question. I keep looking for the Big Dipper, and is it part of, and I have that Sky, I can't remember what it's called. It's an app on the phone. It's like Sky Map or something. I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, when you hold it up to the sky, it will show you, it will name the star that I have highlighted in the center, and it will draw in the constellation, the lines in the constellations. Anyway, so is the Big Dipper a different, or are the stars in the Big Dipper parts of other constellations, and so it never outlines the Big Dipper? Is that a more regional thing in the sky and not so much a universal kind of constellation, or am I just not looking in the right spot?
This is KM4RJN. let me pull up something here real quick. And the Dipper is actually the Big Bear. And if I can get my thing here, there he is. Okay. All right, go out and find Orion and Betelgeuse, which I think I've mentioned to you before, is one of, you know, Orion's, well, depending on how you look at it, it's his right shoulder, but it'll be on your left. It's a very bright bright star in Orion. And then go more or less left and down a little bit, and you'll find the twins, Pollux and Castor. And they're fairly bright. There are, there's another bright star if you go up and left from Betelgeuse. That's Capella. Is in, what is that constellation? I don't remember. That's Auriga, or Oruga, or something like that. But anyway, keep going left from Betelgeuse, and let's see, right now he's pretty much in the east and low, and you'll find the Big Dipper, which is Ursa Major, and he's real close to another constellation called, well, you've got Leo that's kind of down and to the right of him, and in between the bear and the lion is Leo Minor, which is a smaller lion, and right above the bear is a constellation called Lynx, which is not real well defined, but it's there. But he will be to the east of Orion Orion right now is pretty much in the not quite due south. He's between south and southeast right now. And the Big Dipper is in the right now is in the northeast, and at this point in time fairly low in the sky. So depending on what how clear you've got a view of the horizon, you may not see all of him. But wait a couple hours or so and go back out, and he'll be a little bit higher and a little bit further east. There are other, I mean, the constellations are kind of a arbitrary, somewhat of an arbitrary thing. They just, you know, draw things so that, that astronomers can find things. And most of that is based on what either the ancient Greeks or the Romans or the Egyptians or the Sumerians or whoever, the Persians and all the ancient peoples, you know, had different names for them and drew them in different places. But if you find Orion, like I said, right now he is in the between south and southeast, so he's just almost south right now. And the Big Dipper, you'd have to look to the northeast, and like I said, he's pretty low in the sky right now.
RJN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, that's what, as I was looking out there, I decided that, well, what I was wondering was if my sky map was just not labeling it, because when I found Ursa Major, I thought, oh, that looks like the Big Dipper, but then I couldn't get the sky map to say it was the Big Dipper. It was saying it was the Big Bear, so that is very helpful, and I will wait a couple hours and head out there just before I put the house to bed tonight. So that's good information for me. That'll be helpful. I'll go take a look to the south and find Orion and go from there. So thanks for looking that up for me and helping me find it.
You hit the wrong button. I was trying to talk to you and I was playing on the computer. this is KN4RJN. There is a program that you can drop down on your computer, and I would often take, when I had the time and I wanted to, you know, spend a lot of time out there, I'd actually take my computer out with the scope and bring up this program so that it helped me navigate and find things. But it's called Stellarium, and I will spell that for you. Sierra Tango Echo Lima Lima Alpha Romeo India Uniform Mike Stellarium. And that's a free program. It will drop that on your computer. It will put all the stars in the sky and move them as the Earth turns. And you can speed it up, slow it down, back it up, scoot around to different portions of the sky. You can look at just the stars. You can put the constellation lines on the thing, label the constellations, or you can take them out so that you just see the stars. It will also put the constellation art, so you can see what it was they were envisioning when they drew these things. And it's a pretty neat program, and it helps tremendously to be able to navigate and understand and know what it is you're looking at. So I would highly recommend that, Stellarium. And like I said, it's a free program. Just Google it and find it and drop it down on your laptop. Take your laptop outside with you. I bought a couple little folding tables that I could go out and set the laptop, and also have a place to set my beer and run that thing. And then I could tell exactly what I was looking at and where to look for certain things. So I would recommend that. I hope that helps.
To hear you had two separate tables for the beverage and for the computer. Yeah, that program actually sounds very interesting, and I will definitely load that on my laptop and see what kind of fun I can have with that. So I know that you've done a bit of traveling in your lifetime. Have you spent much time in the Southern Hemisphere, and did it, like, kind of uncomfortable without you really knowing what was uncomfortable about it just because the sky was different? Or did you just, you were always aware of the different sky, and so it just was another fascinating sky to examine?
Is KN4RJN. And well, despite my travels, I have never been south of the equator, so I have never seen the southern sky. or the other side of the world sky, if you want to look at it that way. Never seen the Southern Cross or any of that. So one of these days, I, you know, would like to go south of the equator and look at stuff down there. But as long as you're in the northern part of the world, things might, you know, be a little shifted. But for the most part, they're pretty much in the same spot that they always are. I mean, the constellations relative to one another never move. They do move, but it's over a period of, you know, millennia. So, you know, Orion is always chasing Pleiades. The twins are always behind Orion. The crab is down a little bit to the left and down from Orion. The bear is always, you know, way over in the north when Orion's in the south. That's just, they're fixed. So, you know, that's, you know, northern hemisphere. This, you know, regardless of where you go, you'll see them at different times, obviously, but they're the same. What I would like to do is get south of the equator and look at some of the stuff down there, because you just can't see that from up here.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, I remember back when I was in college, my early 20s. Gosh, I'm not that old, but it seems like forever ago. Anyway, I took a couple of weeks and went down to Peru and hiked the part of the Inca Trail. And for the first few nights, I noticed not particularly the sky, but the darkness felt differently. And I thought, oh, maybe it's the altitude, you know, the unfamiliar terrain or whatever. And then about the third night of the hike, I realized that it was the sky, that the night sky was so different and unfamiliar, and that I was, like, almost subconsciously noticing it, and then I finally was able to put my finger on what it was that was different. And then it was really nice to study the sky, and so much was visible out in the middle of the mountains, in the middle of nowhere, and South America in Peru. So I spent too much time staring at the stars as opposed to sleeping, so I was tired on my hike, but it really was, I wished I'd had some sort of a guide or something to help me learn a little more about it. But I did notice, which I thought which surprised me, because I wasn't, you know, I, it's not a hobby of mine. I mean, I have always enjoyed the night and the night sky, but I have never learned about it. But I did notice it, and so it was interesting how the different feel was to the being out in the darkness in the southern hemisphere.
This is KN4RJN, Roger. Well, you know, the higher up in altitude you get, this air you're having to look through. So yeah, things look a lot clearer the higher you go, the higher up you go. I've got a friend that used to live down this way. Has moved back out to Colorado. They've been out there for a few years now, and they had been there before. And she told me that you get out in Colorado, and the night sky is just unbelievable. And one of these days, I might take a trip out there. If you really want to go where they have dark skies, go to North Korea. I don't necessarily recommend that, but if you look at night pictures that have been taken from the International Space Station and other satellites that have taken nighttime pictures of the Earth, Korea is about as dark as you can get, North Korea. There's one bright spot in the middle of it, and that's Pyongyang, and the rest of it is black as black can be.
Quite interesting. I'm not planning to travel there anytime soon. But I'm sure the people who do live there probably enjoy it. The other thing I think about the southern sky was that what your friend noticed or mentioned, that there was so many more stars. There were so many stars visible that maybe that was what I was picking up on, was that instead of, you know, the handful of stars, I mean, that's an exaggeration, that I usually see from the city, there were millions that were visible from the high altitudes there in Peru.
few places in the United States east of the Mississippi that are not considered what they call suburban skies. There's a fair amount of light pollution. You get out west where things are a little bit more sparse, you get into a little bit darker skies and whatnot. But if you really, really want a dark sky, you've got to get way out, either way out in the middle of the ocean somewhere, or places in the continent of Africa that are pretty dark. Like I said, North Korea, but I don't recommend traveling there. There are places in the world that are a lot darker, but anything east of the Mississippi is basically suburban sky. And you get light glow from we get light glow from, I get it from Greensboro, which is not that big a town, but I get it from Charlotte. You get night glow from where you're at, from Atlanta and Columbia. There are places in the Nevada desert that are 100 miles from Las Vegas and still get night glow from Las Vegas. So, you know, light pollution is pretty much everywhere, at least in this country.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I'm going to take a little break here and see if there are any stations that are listening in and ready to comment or to check in, and then maybe we'll bring KC4EZ in on the conversation. So at this time, I'd like to welcome anybody who'd like to check in on the net all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control.
Good evening, Wendy. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm mobile, headed home from Duncan on my way to Moore. No traffic, no comments.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty checking in. He is mobile near Duncan, WU2T. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Rusty, and I hope you have a good drive home. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else who'd like to check in on the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We're checking in all stations all the way through the alphabet. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. All right, at this time I'd like to continue Rack 2 with KN4RJN and invite KC4EZN to let us know how his day was.
KN4HTP and KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Pretty good day so far. We're getting ready to take a trip and spend the weekend and the day going through stuff and decide what we didn't need and sort of keeping ourselves sequestered so we don't take anything with us, and we hope we don't bring us anything back. But beyond that, it's been pretty quiet and peaceful here. I can commiserate with John. I have been through his procedure twice, and if we weren't on the radio, I could tell you a little bit more about it. But whatever you thought, you were correct. I got the same results back as you did, John. So that was pretty good. Talking about light pollution, this has been many, many years ago, took my children down to the planetarium in Chapel Hill, and on one of the programs, they showed us what the sky looked like that night over Chapel Hill. And then he says, okay, now we're going to show you what it looked like 500 years ago. Of course, there's no light pollution then, and all of a sudden, you won't believe how dark the sky got and how many stars jumped out. It was one of those mind-blowing things for me at the time to realize what light pollution was doing. But that's fascinating. I've been in a few places out west where the light pollution was not there. I've been to the Boy Scout Reservation of Philmont out, which is northern New Mexico, 100,000 some acres of land, not a whole lot of light out there other than your campfire.
And it's amazing. When you look up at the sky and talking about looking at Orion, I can see his sword, and supposedly there is a dog following Orion. His shield or his bow, but that's kind of hidden behind some trees. But I can see the belt, the sword hanging down, and there's these four stars. I think it's behind him. It's supposed to be the hunting dog. So, yeah, you're right. And I'll tell one more story, and then we'll turn it back, because Daniel's out there. Radio just beeped and said I talked too long. So, yeah, Daniel's out there too, and the way he sounded, he's had his nap this afternoon. I'll let him tell you about the nap. But we were doing a scavenger hunt, and we went out late evening and at night, and the next day we were going down through, and our leader says, "Did we see any bear scat?" Everybody said no, and he said, "Well, did we see any bears?" And I says, "Yes, we did." He looked at me like, "Do what?" I says, "We saw Ursa Major last night." With that, Wendy, I'll turn it back to you and John. KN4HTP, KN4RJN, KC4EZN.